With school out, many more teen drivers sharing the road with you now. If you're a parent, you're thinking about the safest car for your kid. And what about gas prices? Of course they have to factor in, but safety first. The car website, Edmunds.com, says fairly new midsize cars are best, including the 2013 Chevy Malibu, if you're going to get your child a brand new car. Also Toyota Camrys from 2012 and 09, Honda Accords from those years, and VW Jettas from 2012 and 2010.
Dimitri gets on Skype with Edmunds.com automotive content editor Warren Clark.
The thing about small cars is they offer certain advantages when it comes to maneuverability. You know, you can manage them a lot more easier. They're easier to drive, but they don't offer as much crash protection as larger cars. And the thing about really large cars, about SUVs and full-size sedans and whatnot, is that even though they offer all that great crash protection, they're not very maneuverable, especially for a teen driver who's just learning the ropes, who's still kind of green, who still doesn't really truly know what he or she is doing. So the consensus from the experts that we spoke to is that midsize sedans offer kind of the best of both worlds. They are big enough to offer a decent amount of crash protection, and they're small enough to be easily maneuverable.
Now, some experts and parents, and sometimes they're one and the same, believe that SUVs with stability control are a great choice for teen drivers. That way you don't flip the thing over. What about that?
Well, stability control, you know, one of the things that we looked at in terms of safety, you know, size is one thing that you obviously need to consider. But the second thing, and it's a really important thing, is safety features. And the safety features that matter most are stability control, as you mentioned, and anti-lock brakes are also very important. Both those things are currently standard on all 2012 vehicles, by the way. And yeah, I mean, absolutely. If you have to get an SUV, then the experts recommend a crossover. Ideally, a crossover that was made recently, because the more recent models, you know, the way that they're built, they tend to have slightly lower centers of gravity than some of the older kind of truck-based SUVs. And absolutely get one with stability control, because that makes all the difference in the world. You know, it was kind of a bit of a bone of contention amongst the experts that we talked to, because the folks at AAA, for example, they didn't recommend SUVs, whereas the folks over at IIHS had basically said that SUVs, you know, for a long time, they recommended that teens avoid SUVs, but they had revised their recommendations recently to include them. So we pick the absolute best choices in our list, and that's why we included only midsize sedans. But by all means, if you need an SUV for the extra cargo room, then you shouldn't feel as if you're shortchanging yourself in any major way when it comes to safety, because there are quite a few safe SUVs out there. And there are certain other features, too, that you can get on newer vehicles, certain crash avoidance safety features, like you can get devices that alert you to if there's someone in your blind spot. You can get lane departure warning devices. And these things can do a great deal to enhance the overall safety of the driving experience. And they are more readily available on newer vehicles than they are on older ones. One of the people that I spoke with in compiling this list was an expert who works over at CarMD, which is a company that they analyze reliability not based on consumer reports, which is how most people do it, but they actually look at the amount of service visits that each vehicle has each year and the average cost of each service visit. And they compile this list called the Vehicle Health Index that they publish every year. It's a list of 100 cars, and those 100 cars represent the top 10% of all vehicles on the road when it comes to reliability. And there were quite a few models there that were as old as 2001. So it just goes to show that you can get older models that you won't be shortchanged by, at least when it comes to reliability. So yeah, I mean, like I said, the list that we compiled is meant to represent the best options, but there are quite a few other options out there as well that are quite good.
That's Edmunds.com automotive content editor Warren Clark. Get the whole list of the best cars for teens at WTOP.com. Search teens.